Chinese government and illegal anabolic steroid distribution. As the 2008 Olympics approached, the International Olympic Committee was incredibly concerned about the prevalence of performance-enhancing drugs and their use in China. It has already been shown that there is a lack of stability among Chinese food and drug administrators, and it is unclear how much control the Chinese have over their own pharmaceutical industry. In the early 2000s, scandal broke within the Chinese Food and Drug Regulatory Commission. The problems were so widespread and severe that the administration's top executive was executed for his role in the misdeeds. It is estimated by the World Anti-Doping Administration that China is responsible for as much as 80% of the black market HGH available in the world today. Their stake in the market is $480 million across the world. The market of the entire globe is only $600 million. Although China appeared to be forthcoming with information regarding the lucrative black market hormone industry in their country, it is unclear the extent to which the country is dedicated to the actual task of cleaning up their criminal mess. Chinese officials presented DEA agents data on 10 black market laboratories operating within their borders. In the years following Operation Raw Deal, only one of those 10 labs were put out of business. The Chinese government has put forth many proposals for reform, from reducing export quotas to constrict the international distribution of human growth hormone and steroids, to banning the sale of anabolic steroids to pharmacies in the Beijing region. In spite of that, it is clear that Chinese officials are dragging their heels in their effort to crack down on illegal hormone supplements within their country. Drug enforcement agency officials are somewhat optimistic and feel that changes will begin to take root in time. Illegal steroids. Cheap, yet dangerous. The Drug Enforcement Agency is incredibly fervent in their desire to stop the incoming flood of Chinese steroids and human growth hormone imported in the United States every day. These illicit pharmaceuticals are not approved for sale in any way, shape, or form in the United States. There is an incredible amount of interest in these black market hormones because they sell for around one-third of the cost of Food and Drug Administration approved brands of these drugs. The process of ensuring the safety and effectiveness of FDA-approved hormone therapies is necessary to ensure that all legal users of these products are getting what they pay for without putting themselves at an unknown or unnecessary risk. Outside Operation Raw Deal. In another human growth hormone probe stemming from Albany, New York, a number of pharmacists and doctors have been accused of filling out bogus HGH prescriptions for patients that showed no medical need for the hormone. The name of the pharmacy that spearheaded this illicit operation is named Signature of Orlando. This prescription drug bust revealed a number of American professional athletic figures that were using human growth hormone for performance-enhancing purposes. New England's Patriot Rodney Harrison and St. Louis Cardinal Richard Ankiel were among those figures implicated by this bust. Both have come clean with the media and admitted that they obtained prescription human growth hormone from this network. It should be noted that Richard Ankiel believes that his HGH prescription was written to treat a legitimate medical condition. He used human growth hormone therapy as a means to treat a 2004 elbow surgery. It's not over yet. It should be noted that law enforcement officials will continue to use information gathered as a result of Operation Raw Deal as a means to trace, monitor, and apprehend those associated with the illicit hormone distribution chain. Operation Raw Deal and Operation Meat Grinder focus primarily on notorious distributors, rather than small-time criminals and end-users. There are real and serious risks when using or ordering black market steroids, human growth hormone, or any other supplement not approved for use in the United States. Only use hormone supplements with a prescription, and only make purchases from reputable dealers. As we age, the need for human growth hormone and testosterone is a real need. Although hormone supplementation for performance enhancement is very illegal in the United States, using bioidentical hormones as a means to rectify a legitimate hormone deficiency is perfectly legal and for a large swath of Americans is even recommended. Extra details regarding individual cases. California, Southern District. Charges: conspiracy to launder money, conspiracy to distribute anabolic steroids, conspiracy to import anabolic steroids. Also, money, goods, and contraband were seized. A number of individuals are believed to have bought raw steroid ingredients from foreign distributors in China and elsewhere in order to constitute illegal steroid supplements for sale within the United States. New York, Southern District. A federal grand jury representing Southern New York implicated five people with a conspiracy to distribute anabolic steroids. Three of these five individuals were also accused of money laundering. This quintet of defendants is believed to have owned and operated two facilities in which they used to market and sell black market anabolic steroids. These two companies were called Strong Island Underground and Bodies by Design. The group also is believed to have utilized the internet as a means to sell and distribute their illegal wares. They utilized the United States Postal Service to distribute their steroids, and also attempted to use highly secure means of payment in an attempt to make the payment transaction anonymous. A raid of Strong Island Underground netted an astounding 1.1 million doses of anabolic steroids, in addition to other drugs used in conjunction with those steroids. The illegal supplements were both in pill and liquid form. A large number of pieces of steroid paraphernalia were also confiscated. A short time after these original warrants were served, another four individuals were arrested in conjunction with this case, also with warrants undersigned by a judge of the Court District of Southern New York. Two of these four individuals are accused of conspiracy to distribute anabolic steroids. The first individual was indicted for attempting to sell powdered testosterone via the internet. The second individual was arrested for buying steroid supplements from China in order to distribute them within the United States. The third member of this group was indicted for abetting the other individuals. He utilized a rented storage unit to allow the other two individuals to have a place to stash their drug manufacturing equipment when not in use. A fourth person was arrested on three different counts: using the United States Postal Service to distribute illegal merchandise, selling drug paraphernalia, and providing equipment used for the manufacture of anabolic steroids. The fourth defendant was the owner and operator of a facility known as Titan Medical Supply. This company was a front operation which the defendant used to sell drug paraphernalia and drug-making equipment to willing buyers. Central District of Pennsylvania. As a result of Operation Raw Deal, a Pennsylvania federal grand jury released an indictment which charged three people with the conspiracy to possess and distribute anabolic steroids. The trio worked together on their mission to distribute illegal steroids over the course of 2 years, from 2005 to 2007. Each of the three faced 5 years of prison and $250,000 in fines if they were found guilty. At a later date, a United States attorney representing the same district accused five other people of crimes related to the sale and distribution of illicit drugs. Three of the five were accused of conspiracy to possess and distribute Schedule III ketamine. A fourth person was implicated with a conspiracy to possess and distribute anabolic steroids. Each of these four individuals are on the hook for a 5-year prison sentence and $250,000 in fines if guilty. A fifth individual was arrested for intent to distribute cocaine. This individual could go to prison for up to 20 years and face a $1 million fine. Rhode Island Judicial District. The Rhode Island Federal Grand Jury has implicated the pharmaceutical company Genescience, its chief executive Jay Lynn, and three more individuals with maintaining an international drug smuggling operation through which millions in HGH supplements were illegally imported into the United States and other countries. The drug smugglers used semi-anonymous email addresses and utilized several websites as a means to distribute these illegal supplements. The United States government has seized around $3.6 million from Chinese bands located in New York, directly stemming from this case. Maryland Judicial District. As a result of Operation Raw Deal, Bradley Bloom was indicted in Baltimore for conspiring to illegally sell black market HGH. He was also indicted for actually selling the hormone as well. He purchased the human growth hormone from a Chinese distributor and sold it to individuals across the country, including at least one individual from Maryland. Federal investigators have discovered more than $800,000 in proceeds and property that can directly be traced to the scheme of unlawful distribution. In connection with this case, Allentown, Pennsylvania resident Anthony Schuler was indicted on the conspiracy to distribute HGH, as well as an outright attempt to distribute the drug. He also received a stock from a Chinese manufacturer. Judicial District of Western Missouri. Four persons have been arrested in connection with the distribution of illicit anabolic steroids in the Judicial District of Western Missouri. Wife and husband April and Brian Wilson were charged with both the distribution of steroids and the intent to distribute steroids. The charges allege that the husband and wife team arranged with Chinese drug manufacturers to purchase anabolic steroid ingredients, which they would constitute and sell to willing buyers across the United States. In exchange for these illegal anabolic steroid ingredients, they wired money directly to their Chinese co-conspirators. In Jackson and Boone County, Missouri, Mr. Wilson created liquid and pill forms of steroids from the ingredients he received. The couple operated under the company titles Palmco, ProFarm Labs, and ProFarm. Two separate individuals were also arrested in this district as a result of Operation Raw Deal. Jason Varner and Mikal Schrage were both individually indicted for the intent to sell anabolic steroids. Schrage is believed to have attempted to traffic 5 pounds of steroid powder and 10 liters of liquid steroids from Florida to Missouri. On the way home, he was intercepted and arrested by law enforcement. Mr. Varner attempted to buy 188 vials of steroids in Columbia, Missouri. Then law enforcement officials researched the home and confiscated another 44 vials of the drug. Connecticut Judicial District. In a legal action related to Operation Raw Deal, the fraud unit of the Federal Bureau of Investigation conducted an operation known as Operation Phony Farm. This undercover operation focused on the illegal distribution of human growth hormone, anabolic steroids, and prescription pain medications via the internet. Operation Raw Deal and Operation Phony Farm began as independent enterprises, but the two forces have shared information and worked on many aspects of their individual cases together as their leads became intertwined. The primary difference between the two operations is that Phony Farm focused on domestic distributors of human growth hormone and anabolic steroids, whereas Operation Raw Deal was primarily concerned with the illegal importation of Chinese anabolic steroids and anabolic ingredients. In this particular case, four individuals were implicated for conspiring to distribute and sell anabolic steroids. It is believed that the individuals bought raw steroid ingredients from a Chinese company and converted the raw ingredients into injectable and oral steroids in a home laboratory. After creating these phony anabolic steroids, they were distributed to various buyers via both the social networking site MySpace.com and the website AnabolicSuperstore.com. Also in relation to this investigation, one individual from the state of Florida pled guilty to steroid distribution. The man admitted to prosecutors that he had utilized his MySpace.com profile to sell steroids to individuals who messaged him on the site. He also told prosecutors that he bought 2 kilograms of raw steroid ingredients from a Chinese supplier. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. We hope you enjoyed listening.